This is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me again. We're going to start off today by meeting a new contributor to Let's Hear It. Would you tell us your name and a little about yourself?
My name is Craig Freeman, and I'm not originally from Kalamazoo. I came here for graduate school and graduated in 2011, and I stayed in the area and taught lessons and kind of played in the community and have been here ever since.
You studied music at Western Michigan University.
I did. I studied trombone with Dr. Steve Wolfenbarger, bass trombone to be exact.
A while back you told me that you also loved radio and radio programs that both you grown up on and still enjoy today.
Yeah, definitely. That's been a through line in my life for a while. I remember growing up, whether we were going on a trip or whether we were hanging out at home, the radio was always on. I kind of grew up on NPR as well, with Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. We listened to a lot of radio with my grandfather in the car, and it's just always been my favorite form of media. You can kind of remove yourself from whatever external factors are going on and just sit back and enjoy it.
For WMUK, you're in a good position to have some feet on the ground and eyes open to a lot of different musical projects. Would you talk a little more about what excites you about the music scene here?
Oh, of course, yeah. I have a very diverse group of musical acts that I'm in. So is to clarify, I teach lessons. I am playing in several different bands in the area. I play classical concerts. I'm in chamber music groups. And it just gives me the opportunity to be in contact with lots of different musicians and lots of different kinds of music. So I get to see it all. And I'm amazed at the diversity of the music in such a small community. So it's great to have an outlet finally, because I'm just constantly amazed that there's so much going on in this town. And this is a great way for me to let everyone know about the great music that's here in Kalamazoo.
Well, let's talk about the first band that you brought into WMUK and had them play in the studio. It's called Last Gasp Collective.
Yes, yeah. Bit of a tongue twister. I am involved with the studio downtown, so there's lots of different studios in this complex near the north side, and there's musicians, artists, just hanging out one evening. I was talking with one of the other musicians, and he said he had started a new band, and I went to a show at Bell's and just fell in love with them. They're really, really unique, and what really stood out to me is just how well they blend different styles together. I'm a big hip-hop fan, and I'm a big jazz fan as well, and all those elements are woven in beautifully, and they've got a lot of R&B and soul, and it's one of those things that you just instantly love as soon as you hear it.
Well, Craig, I'm so glad you brought them to the studio. Would you introduce their first piece for us?
Yeah, the Last Gasp Collective is going to start with a song called Saving Grace in the Takeda studio. With me were lead singers Jay Jackson and Ashley Hicks, Jordan Hamilton on cello, Xavier Bonner on saxophone and flute, John Boyd on keys, Joel Pixley Fink on bass, Terrence Smith on drums, and Nicholas Baxter on percussion.
It was planned out that day when evil showed its face, but the pictures I paint tell about the strokes I made. But the good in my heart, it goes down to the core. Maybe that'll save me in the end. Maybe that'll save me in the end. Thoughts without ceilings, think more clearly, I implore. Child with no feelings, trying to be more emotional. Feeling complacent, releasing frustrations as I even out my lows. Living the life they don't call right can be so difficult. Living the life they don't call right can be so difficult.
trapping is all the rage. And conscious ain't what pays. I can't stop making beats that sound just like this blaze. I'm like a runaway slave. My parents' pain is a phase. Don't tell me, just don't remind you of all the militant days. How quickly we all managed to abandon our innocent ways. Ancestors, Neanderthals in the caves. And ain't too much change, cause look at you, a brother in a cage. Wonder why the politicians answers all our questions so vague. Don't trust Democrats, Republicans, they all in cahoots. Villains disguised in designer suits. I saw the slave a whole life just to sign them same suits. I would not compromise. But part of that came to our comprehend. I was adopted by the drummers cause my mama has some problems. Now I'm 24 and I got all them same problems. I've been so caught up in the act, I don't know me no more. I ain't seen my kids in 6 months. Starting to irk me to my core. I don't usually rap like this. Tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you why I act like this. I know somehow, some way, someone somewhere gonna rock with this. I got so much soul, I should sign to the rock with this. But ain't no business like show business where they bottle with souls. Diamond rings, go change and other fancy things to track your goals. You mean to tell me that that's what they all lined up for? Man, this is not what we signed up for. We are the spark that lit the match and feel the flame of desire. My mind with a fire, let it burn. With just a little heart, you miss some passion. With some practice, a little bit of patience. My brother, and wait your turn. Take a whole lot of courage just to be yourself. It take a whole lot of growing just to be yourself. It ain't about everybody else but how you see yourself. It ain't about everybody else but how you see yourself. So remember, pay your dues, my brother.
My brother.
Yeah, cause life is short and time is all you got to lose. My brother said, be smart.
Be smart.
Play your part.
Play
ain't
your
gotta
life.
Be the biggest. No, guess you got some. So pay your dues, my brother.
My yeah. Brother.
Cause life is short and time is all you got to lose. My brother said, be smart.
Be smart.
Play your part.
Play your
ain't
part.
Gotta be the biggest. No, guess you got some.
Cause it was smart, my brother. That day when evil showed its face. But the pictures I paint tell about the strokes. Frustrations as I even out my lows, living the life they don't call right, can't be so difficult. Living the life they don't call right, can't be so difficult. The strokes that I made, baby, that'll save me in the end.
Wonderful. That was The Last Gasp Collective with their tune Saving Grace. They're live in the studio at WMUK. Well, I wanted to start with some background first and origin story. So maybe if Jay would like to start out, because it seems like you're the longest standing member of the band.
The longest standing member, the longest original member, I guess you could say. Origins. It started basically as me and my brother, Andrew Mabita. He's a singer, and me and him would basically just do a lot of closet music, FL Studio, making beats, and he would sing over it, and then that just evolved into, hey, we really want to take this outside of the closet, beyond SoundCloud. We want to actually take this to a stage and present it live. And so that was when we really started reaching out to people. We went to actually a local outlet for Argonauts, The Mix, right at it's Put Up or Shut Up, basically. It's an open mic where they give a bunch of local opportunities to people to come in there and just put their local art on display. It's a list. Basically, they fit as many people on there before the bars close, and then they kick you out. And so we would look forward to every Tuesday being able to go there and take our little closet music and perform it in front of people. So then we started meeting people like Ashley. We started meeting people like Jordan Hamilton, our cellist, Nick Baxter, our aux percussionist. And we were like, hey, man, we can just put something together. And that's kind of how we came across the collective, because that's kind of what the open mic seemed like to us, was a collective of a lot of talented people who maybe didn't have the means to get it out there in the way they wanted to. So we figured we'd bring everyone together and figure out a way to make the means to do so. And it turned into this band. And here we are a couple years later. We picked up people along the way. Some people have gone to different endeavors along the way, but we're still here, I guess.
It's unusual to hear hip hop and all these funk grooves and R&B vibes all intertwined together. It's really a beautiful thing to hear. And can you talk about the process of how you group those styles together and how that works?
For me, it's like taking the best of every world. Like when I listen to rock and roll, there's really specific things that I enjoy about it. And then there's a lot of things I do not like about it. So I will take the aspect of the rock and roll that I really enjoy. And then there's aspects of jazz, traditional jazz, that I really enjoy. And there's things I just hate. It just bores me sometimes. So I take the portion of it that I really like, the melodies, the sophisticated harmonies that jazz provides. And basically, like I said, I just mesh them together. So hip hop, I love the grooves. I love the beat and I love the lyricism. So we take that. With jazz, we love the chords. We take that. Funk, obviously, the bass grooves. We take that. Rock and roll, the lead lines. And then classic R&B, obviously, just the smooth, soulful lyrics and delivery. We take that. So it's like we just kind of snatched a little bit of everything we liked. I guess you could say we stole it and then put it into our little pot of gumbo.
Wonderful. Yeah. And it certainly works. It's evident.
Thanks. Thank you.
Another thing that I've noticed is through the lyrics and the power of the spoken word, and you're able to have this through line of, you know, justifying living the life you want to lead, regardless of what anyone thinks. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly evident in Saving Grace. Ashley, maybe you can talk to us about the lyrics to that tune and what they mean to you.
Yes. Well, for me, it's definitely very personal. I didn't have anything to do with the writing process of this song, but it's very relatable. As the words say, thoughts without ceilings, think more clearly, I implore. Child with no feelings, trying to be more emotional. Feeling complacent, releasing frustrations as I even out my lows. Living the life they don't call right can't be so difficult. For me, that means people who question what you're doing or tell you, hey, maybe you should have a plan B because music is not guaranteed. That is something that really irritates me because everyone is so moved by music that they should be behind it. That's what the song means for me, just overcoming the obstacles and overcoming the doubts and concerns that people have and just going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like you're really dealing with being vulnerable up there. And as a vocalist, you're featured a lot and you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I've auditioned for American Idol. I've auditioned for BET's Sunday Best and I've gotten denied. I have auditioned for parts in choirs and have been told that my voice was not gospel enough or not soulful enough. And you just have to find where you fit in. And with this project, with everything that we do, I feel like I fit in.
Wonderful. Ashley, if you could tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, if you sang in school and choir or in church.
Yes. Well, I was raised here in Kalamazoo, but I was born in Detroit. I'm very proud of my Detroit roots because I have relatives who have worked for Motown. That is actually my influence, is Motown, like all of Motown. Yeah. I love Diana Ross. I love The Temptations. My music background here in Kalamazoo, Kalamazoo Central Choir, of course. I've also done events for KVCC. I've sang at their sporting events. I've sang at sporting events here at Western. And I mean, I've done background vocals for other people, but yeah, this feels like home for me.
Great.
With the band.
So if you're ready to play again, maybe you could play us the song Small Town, which you can find on your new album. This is The Last Gasp Collective, live in the studio at WMUK. The new album is called Agape, and it's available now at lastgasp.bandcamp.com.
sick, I gave him all the flu. Singing like a bird up in the zoo. I'm so sick, I gave him all the flu. Figaro, 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 Figaro. I guess everything is really everything.
And still not sure what I believe in. And something I hate for my father to hear me confess. Only finished 2 years of school cause I had two kids. Got fired from 2 years and bosses were jerks. I quit like four jobs cause I was trying to chase a career. Won't be the first to find my the Apollo and make it to Madison Square. Fly aware I should make my big move too. Power to the people that just want something they can glue to. Don't lose yourself in the details. Spend your life selling they retail. The cream gon' rise. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. Seeing everything I'm supposed to see. Word to the wise, I'm the woman I'm supposed to be. The cream gon' rise. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. I've been seeing everything I'm supposed to see. Word to the wise, I'm the woman I'm supposed to be. The cream gon' rise. I've been doing everything.
Okay, and we're back with the Last Gasp Collective. We just heard Small Town. That was a song off of your new album. And Jay, it seems like a biographical tale, and there's a lot going on there. Could you talk to us about the lyrics and what's going on?
Oh, yeah. The lyrics basically came because No Name Gypsy is a female rapper from Chicago, and I think she released like one of the best albums last year of all albums, any genre. And so what I took from that album was she put herself in a very, very out there position. You know what I mean? She allowed herself to tell things that you would normally keep secret. So I was like, huh. I gravitated to it for that reason, because she was so vulnerable. And I was like, I would like to kind of do the same thing for my listener on a song. So some of the things that I keep inside, I was like, I'm going to blatantly say them out loud, things that I would never say out loud. And that's kind of where that verse came from. I start by basically first to work and I'll be the last leaving. It's really time to decompress. That was me confessing that I feel like no one in the band gives as much effort as me and everyone needs to step up.
Honestly, it's good.
And then time to decompress. Spent my childhood in a church and still not sure what I believe in. That's something I'd hate for my father to hear me confess. I was raised very religious, like God, church, and the Bible were the number one thing from the time I was born until I was probably 18 and moved out of the house. And to this day, it's very true that I can't pinpoint what I believe in and I can't try to convince anyone else of that because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. So yeah, this verse is definitely just me kind of putting myself in a vulnerable position so that someone out there can relate to that. And maybe they don't have to say it out loud now because it's already been said for them. And they just can kind of listen to that and live off of that rather than having to put themselves out there because yeah. I did it already.
Well, it seems it must be very cathartic for you because you have all these deep-seated emotions and things that you don't want to put out there. And
I didn't, but it feels good every time I say it now. It feels really good saying it now. Mm-hmm. It's like once you confess to someone or put a secret out, it's like a sigh of relief, a big weight off your shoulder.
And music, you know, has served a purpose and a way, a vehicle for you to express all those feelings.
Yep, 100%. Music is that vehicle. Mm-hmm. There is no other way to express as far as I'm concerned right now. It's just the best way I can do that.
Great. Yeah. Maybe, Ashley, if you wanted to kind of echo some of those points and just talk about the role that music has played in your life.
Yeah, well, for me, music has always been a second language. I've been singing since I could talk. I don't know how to read music yet. However, whenever I sing, it's a feeling. It's how I express things that I can't normally express out through regular conversation. It's always been a therapy for me. Sometimes I have a hard time speaking up, and I know that has to do with some of my own insecurities. And whenever I'm able to sing, I feel like my insecurities kind of melt away. And it started out, honestly, songwriting for me started out by writing in my journal. I journal a lot or write in my diary. And from that, it turned into poetry. And then from poetry came songs.
I had the opportunity to see you guys live. And the energy that you guys bring, it doesn't seem forced at all. Just how a live show works for you. What's it like to see you guys in person?
Well, for me, personally, it's like a party. all of our live shows have so much energy because right before the show, we kind of hype each other up. It feels like a party. It really does. You see the people so close up front on the stage and you see the expressions on their faces. You see them dancing. And on top of that, this is Kalamazoo. We know a lot of people. A lot of our fans are our friends or our coworkers. So seeing those familiar faces and the people that support you and them giving you high fives while you're on the stage or you see them lip singing along with you, that helps with the energy. It just feels like a party, like a basement show.
Yeah, it just kind of snowballs. Jay, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, man, I'm glad you enjoyed it. A lot of it was probably made up right on the spot, I assure you. We probably had a general idea of what songs we were going to play and a general idea of how those songs go. And then once we're up there, we kind of just play off the crowd, play off of each other, and try to perform, try to have as much of a good time as we can personally, but give that to them as well. Things like that are what you can expect to happen at a show. We might create a whole new song at a show right in front of you. That happens.
So your new album is called Agape. What was the reason behind the title?
The word itself, agape, is Greek for love. And I feel that that's the reason why we put it out on Valentine's Day. And a lot of the songs on the album reflect that word and its meaning. The love that we have for what we do and the love that was put into it obviously shows when you listen to it.
Yeah. That also kind of echoes the spirit of the collective and combining with all these different people and getting together to put something together that you all care about.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, again, the album is online. The website is lastgaspcollective.com. As far as social media is concerned, you can be found on Facebook, Instagram, And here's the full 8-piece band recorded live in WMUK's Takeda studio with their song entitled Boom.
Always trying to make it happen that I'll sleep and follow patterns. I'm unique like they ain't never seen me. I see the power in the music with the message. I'm a student, I can only teach you how to do me. I daydreamed, I lived a fantasy, a very happy fantasy. There's nothing else but silky smooth who's me. Gifts from up above, I feel blessed and loved. Low key, I'm the plug, it's doing me.
Treasure to me, 90 lashes for 90 years. Teach y'all to ever try to be free. I heard the pastor from my childhood church just got sent upstate. Kinda crazy to think, at least now him and Byron can relate. Now I know my lineage full of kings. They try to convince us it was heathens. I want my eulogy read by Morgan Freeman. From on top of the Sears Tower screaming freedom. Bear it all like eating and jump. It's cool to follow, just be careful who's leading. I know my time is very limited. We was once so innocent, you was once so interested, yeah. I know my time is very limited. We was once so innocent, you was once so interested, yeah.
East 94 to Detroit, I'm on it every day. Play my music real loud and smoking heavily. Only gonna be here one night, let's make it heavenly. I'm headed to Kalamazoo. Yeah. I'm headed to Kalamazoo. And I don't sleep or follow patterns. I'm unique like they ain't never seen me. I see the power in the music with the message. I'm a student, I can only teach you how to do me. I daydreamed, I lived a fantasy, a very happy fantasy. There's nothing else that silky smooths me. Gifts from up above, I feel blessed and loved. Low key on the plug, it's doing me.
Live in the studio at WMUK, that's The Last Gasp Collective with their song Boom. You can see their upcoming shows on Facebook and download their new music on Bandcamp.com. Thanks to sound engineer Martin Clem and to new WMUK contributor Craig Freeman for interviewing the band and bringing them into WMUK's studio. The members of The Last Gasp Collective are Jay Jackson on vocals and guitar, Ashley Hicks on vocals, Jordan Hamilton on cello, Xavier Bonner on saxophone, John Boyd on keyboards, Joel Pixley Fink on bass, Terrence Smith on drums, and Nicholas Baxter on percussion. This was not the full session with the band. If you want to hear more, including their great song, Surgeon General, go to WMUK.org. For WMUK's Weekend Let's Hear It, I'm Kara LaRance.